Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The highest court in the land has now spoken. We will continue to implement this law, and we'll work together to improve on it where we can. But what we won't do, what the country can't afford to do, is refight the political battles of 2 years ago or go back to the way things were. With today's announcement, it's time for us to move forward, to implement and, where necessary, improve on this law. Now's the time to keep our focus on the most urgent challenge of our time, putting people back to work, paying down our debt, and building an economy where people can have confidence that if they work hard, they can get ahead. But today, I'm as confident as ever that when we look back 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, or 20 years from now, we'll be better off because we have the courage to pass this law and keep moving forward.
Here's President Obama commenting on the Supreme Court ruling to uphold his health care plan. And that happens to be number one, no surprise there, on this week's Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review of the hot hits in talk radio. This is the overview for the week ending Friday, June 29th. Stick around because we're going to run through all of the top 10 hits determined by the folks at Talkers.com during this hour. The death of Nora Ephron is number 10, Summer Olympics number 9, Jerry Sandusky trial number 8, turmoil in the Middle East number 7, wildfires in Colorado number 6, the Eurozone financial situation number 5, contempt of Congress vote number 4, Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration law is 3, the 2012 presidential race number 2, and in fact the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare number 1. Here's host Vic McCarty talking to political analyst Jack McHugh about the reasoning behind the Supreme Court's decision on Obamacare.
Supreme Court of the United States has basically upheld Obamacare, the key being that it says individual mandates are tax, and the Congress is allowed to tax its citizens. First of all, your gut reaction to everything that's happened.
Well, you know, the real question before the court was, does a constitution restricting government to limited and enumerated powers actually mean anything, or are we subject to the largely unconstrained whims of temporary majorities elected to Congress?
Yeah.
And Vic, it's hard for me to read this decision as anything but the latter. The only constraints on federal power now appear to be political, not legal. And for Americans, this means the world has changed, because up until now, there were legal constraints on government, and now it's all politics. Beyond that, what does this mean for you, for me and you and for all of us? Well, one of the things it probably means is that employer-provided insurance is dead. For political reasons, the penalty that the law imposes on employers who don't provide employee insurance is much less than the cost of the insurance. So it will make sense for employers to just drop their insurance. And what that means is that most of us are going to have to go to a government exchange, insurance exchange, to get our coverage. And of course, we'll have to, or we'll be subject to a tax.
You're fine.
Well, the way that's going to work is you're going to kind of the state will create an exchange, or if a state doesn't, the feds will create one in that state. You will contact that exchange. There'll be an 800 number, and you'll have a limited number, a limited selection of government approved insurance policies, all of which are pretty much Cadillac policies. There's four different levels, I believe, but even the base level is a Cadillac with just has fewer options than the top of the line. These will be very costly because of mandates, coverage mandates that all of them must include. In fact, they'll be so costly that most people won't be able to afford them, which means that you'll get a subsidy from the government. When you go to that exchange, it will go to an IRS database. It'll look up what your income is, and on that basis, determine how large of a subsidy you'll get.
Coming up, more on the Supreme Court and Obamacare when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Music.
Renovations. The biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, for crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals, like ED Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger-powered PA speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Talk radio in review, news talk, issue-oriented political talk radio. And, man, this certainly is political. The Supreme Court upholding Obamacare, number one. Talk host Brian Moline with his callers. They talk about their concerns now that Obamacare has been upheld.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Well, actually, I take that back. This is probably one of the bleakest mornings I've woken up to in the last 3 years. I don't know if the people really understand what just happened, so let me frame it a little bit. You can be guaranteed that this will take this nation probably another 25 to 30% further in debt in the next 4 years. On top of that, all the other spending programs that this administration is well known for are going to continue. And at the end of the day, everybody out there is going to see their taxes skyrocket. Because you become nothing more than a subject slave to government, the taxation. So they're going to allow you to work for them, but it's going to be harder and harder and harder to get ahead.
Don in Champaign, good morning, Don.
Well, remember today. Definitely remember today. Everybody remembers the day the music died, right? I think it's the day the U.S. died. Get ready for unemployment to go up to about 10%, I believe, if not more. I went from believing into the good old USA to the not-so-good USA. I'm embarrassed to be part of this country anymore.
All right, Don. Well, thanks for sharing those thoughts. I don't know why you'd be, you know, embarrassed to be part of this country. It's just it's part of it. You know, things get enacted that we don't agree with, and you can voice your opinion at the ballot box. Certainly the folks who put this into law, most of them are up for election, U.S. House elections this fall, presidential election this fall. Lots of ways you can voice your opinion. Tyler is on the line. Good morning, Tyler.
I'm self-employed, and I'm a single parent calling in from Rantoul, and I make roughly right around $1,600 a month. After I pay my taxes, it's down to, we'll say, $1,200 to $1,300. Then I pay my rent, which is $550, which puts me down to $650 to $700. $150 for my car payment for a 99. That puts us down to $500. Car insurance is $100. That puts me down to $400. Pay my utilities. That's just for gas, water, and electric is $250. That leaves me with $150. Then I have to pay for child care, and I'm lucky enough to get help from state, but still, that's $50. So now I'm down to $100 to $200. That's to put food on my table, put clothes on my kids' back, and put gas in my vehicle to get back and forth to work. There's no way that I can afford another $150 for health insurance. I'm 27. I'm in decent, healthy condition. You know, somebody that has a pre-existing condition that's on a fixed income can't get health insurance. And does anybody else see this?
Radio host Bill Carroll with Consumer Watchdog's Jamie Court. They talk about Obamacare and what it'll cost you.
What I really care about now is it going to cost me more? I'm a selfish guy in the end, aren't we all? Is it going to cost average working people more? I think Jamie Court would say yes. He's with Consumer Watchdog, and they've been fighting for a ballot measure to require health insurance companies to get approval before raising their rates. Quickly, Jamie, your take on the decision today.
Well, look, I think it's I wrote an op-ed in the LA Times in 2007 saying I thought the mandate was unconstitutional with a law professor from Loyola Law School based on the fact it violated the Commerce Clause. So I think it was a real surprise. The good part for consumers is, look, the health insurance companies are going to have to sell us policies regardless of our pre-existing condition. They can't medically underwrite us. They can't charge us based on a medical condition. The bad thing is there's a mandatory purchase provision, and there's no, in California anyway, limit on what health insurers can charge. So we've got to fix that because that's a big problem for consumers in the state.
So your instinct is that premiums are going to go up?
Well, I don't know. You know, look, if you ask me on the whole, would I take the good parts of this law along with the mandate, I'd say yeah. Because look, I know people today who just can't get a health insurance policy because they have toenail fungus. And the health insurer literally had an underwriting guideline saying, don't insure people with toenail fungus. But if we don't limit how much health insurers can charge, we don't have some justification for the rates, we don't have the insurance commissioner having the power in the state to say no to rate hikes, yeah, rates will go up because insurers can push them up. And the mandate becomes, you know, almost not important, because if people can't afford health insurance, they're not going to buy it, even if the government tells them they have to. So we got to plug that hole. And that's why we submit about 790,000 signatures for a ballot measure to force health insurance companies to justify their rates and have their CEOs file applications to raise rates and get approval before the rates take effect.
I want to ask you about that ballot measure in a second, but are you saying, in essence, that if government is going to get involved in health care, and clearly it has, then it's also up to government to get involved to make sure that there's a limit on what they... Now that I have to buy it, then there's got to be a mechanism to make sure I don't get overcharged.
Absolutely. It's like what happened with mandatory auto insurance in 86. And then in 88, we passed a ballot measure called Prop 103 saying auto insurance companies can only make so much in profits that they have to get approval before raising their rates. They have to play by the rules. It's when the government steps in and says, you got to have something, the government has an obligation to make sure it's affordable and accessible.
I agree with you entirely. Yeah. So what happened with your ballot measure? You fell a little short for November?
That was 7,000 signatures. It's an insane system. You know, you gotta have more than 100. You have up to 110% of the signatures you need on a random count, a 3% count, in order to qualify for November by today. We have 109%, and so now in the next 30 days, only need 100%. So we need 555,000 projected on a random sample count of 3%, the validity rate being high enough, and we have 548,000. We're 7,000 short.
All right, presidential race and immigration reform in the focus next on The Countdown.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, number two on the countdown, the presidential race. Talk host Perry Woods Jr. and Perry Woods Sr. talk about the Supreme Court decision on Citizens United and what that means for this year's presidential race.
A Montana case about Citizens United and our electioneering, in that they reaffirmed the Citizens United case to allow corporations to essentially be people, and so, and unions as well, and spend unlimited amounts of money for independent expenditures to impact our campaign. And I personally find this to be very, very dangerous for our democracy. It allows foreign countries could start a corporation, you know, like a lot of these companies are owned by foreign governments, Chinese-owned companies. They can come in and dump a bunch of money into a campaign, don't even really have to report who's spending the money whatsoever.
Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
Well, there's freedom of speech, Pop, but, well, you know, at some point it kind of overwhelms when you know, you as an individual.
I agree with you, you know, about foreign governments having a say in our election process. I think that that's probably something that we should try to minimize as much as humanly possible. On the other hand, we do guarantee people the right to say what's on their mind.
Right, but when you're somebody, can, when a corporation can put millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars into it to also overwhelm your ability to speech,
I can remember a time when electioneering didn't require tons of money. I can remember a time when a lot of that time was donated by the radio stations with the encouragement of the Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah, well, we've seen what's happened with deregulation of radio coming up in the past few years. But
I just believe that we need to simplify things a lot. I mean, a lot. I can't see he who has the most, you know, the golden rule, he who has the gold rule.
Well, that's where we're going more and more, and it's getting to where even trying to run for office, you either better be independently wealthy yourself or have some major
very rich friends.
Number three, the Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration law. Here's host John McGinnis talking about the most important part of this law being left intact, in fact, by the court.
If you think about it, what the court, the Supreme Court, unto themselves have done with this this law that is Senate bill out of Arizona, they leave the essence of the law in place. It's all still there. It's good. The most controversial part of it still exists. It gives Arizona state and local law enforcement the authority to, in fact, by way of mandatory language under the law, to direct that they shall, when they stop somebody for some other reason, when they have probable cause to detain somebody, regardless of what the nature of that violation of law may be. And so much of this has been hyped up. The business of just stopping somebody because of their appearance and their physical appearance, and a suggestion to go with that, that they may be of, in this case, Latino origin and therefore likely in the country illegally. Nothing reference our southern neighbors is anywhere in SB 70. It simply applies to immigrants. So anybody coming here without the appropriate pathway being taken. So it's not specifically directed, although in general, common sense interpretation based upon the proximity of Arizona to the Mexican border and the recent history of crime and violence seeping across that border, it's logical to deduce that, honestly, it is a matter directed at the issue of Mexican immigration. And so therefore, but there was never anything that gave law enforcement the authority to stop people just because of their appearance. That was never contemplated from the time the governor signed it, Governor Brewer. So the court has said they can continue to do what this law set out to do. It's still in place. And I don't think it would be much of a controversial issue in terms of application of that law, but for the president's edict of a week ago.
All right, we got lots to talk about here. I'm figuring you want to talk about the Obamacare ruling, so help yourself. 800-510-8255, your calls. And the rest of the countdown, we'll highlight it as we move along on the Countdown Show.
Final days of Lumber Liquidators liquidation sale.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals at a major meal liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale, but you must pick it up before the month ends. Get first quality laminates, hardwood, and bamboo for up to 54% less. Plus too many other amazing deals to mention here. And get special extended financing. These deals will not last. If it's in stock, it's on sale, but only through Saturday at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Hey, I'm Mark, and Visa Prepaid opened a new world for me. In my new world, I'm calling the shots with my money. I'm paying my bills online fast. My money's where I need it. With Visa Prepaid, I'm shopping online and getting what I need. I'm working hard, playing hard, and being there for the people that need me. And that's a new world for me.
Go open a new world with Visa Prepaid. More people go with Visa.
Available at Walmart. The Walmart Money Card is issued by GE Money Bank, member FDIC. Reloadable Visa Prepaid card. Certain fees and conditions may apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Literally, that's what's happening here in this hour. The countdown to, or actually count up because we're at number 4. We started at number 1. That's what we do in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are 10 items each week the Talkers Magazine determines to be the things that are most discussed on issue-oriented sort of political talk radio programs. And the Eric Holder contempt vote is number 4. You can join us if you quickly want to be in on the pulse here. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This list is posted at DougStephan.com. From Fox, Greta Van Susteren talked to Congressman Daryl Issa. Issa, some people say Issa, you say Issa. Anyway, he's the one behind the contempt of Congress vote against Mr. Holder.
You've held him in contempt criminally and civilly. Tell me what is the difference or what the impact is.
Based on past experience, it's very possible the president will instruct the U.S. attorney not to prosecute further on the criminal side. The House has authorized me to hire staff and legal staff who then can pursue civilly in the courts to try to get a federal judge to order separately this discovery.
When do you head off to federal court for the civil contempt?
After a reasonable time to see if the administration will allow compliance by the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, certainly a few weeks.
You think it'll take that long? I mean, it won't be pretty obvious whether they intend to or not?
Well, if the president issues instructions, that would settle it. But if we don't know any better, we certainly have to give the U.S. attorney a reasonable amount of time. After all, the same U.S. attorney is also investigating the leaks in this administration.
And, of course, with the Republican U.S. attorney in Maryland. So he's got a lot on his plate.
He's got a lot on his plate. But at the same time, this is a year and a half. We'll be off for a week during the district work period. Our committee will be planning to continue the investigation, if you will, around the cooperation of the U.S. Attorney General.
What was your thought when the Democratic delegation got up and walked out, most of them? Of course, this was a bipartisan vote, I will concede that, but many in the Democratic delegation walked out of the chamber.
They're walking out was probably symbolic of the fact that in 2008 something similar happened among Republicans. What's disappointing, though, was the facts were lost. A lot of things were said on the House floor today that do not bear any resemblance to the truth. For example, repeatedly members on the Democratic side kept saying that this was begun under Bush, when they know that the programs begun under President Bush were stopped under President Bush. And I've admitted and said they were wrong. And that, in fact, this is a program that was completely begun under President Obama, and that ultimately the Attorney General's Justice Department does own this failed operation.
All right. Is it a witch hunt or not? 800-510-8255. The House of Representatives holds the AG in contempt of Congress. Is that something that you think is political or otherwise? Margie is in Georgia.
Representative Issa has no choice but to hold Eric Holder in contempt. Eric Holder lied to Congress in February of 2011. It's been a year and a half. Brian Terry's family, an American hero, has no justice for his death. And there are people in Mexico that are dead from these guns being out there. And who knows going forward what's going to happen. We just want answers. We did not want to do this. Issa met with Holder to get to the bottom of it. He just asked for the papers to be released. I wish that could have happened and that Eric Holder did not have to be held in contempt and that we could just all go on about our business. And I just am very sad that it turned out this way.
We didn't want to do this? That's a kind of strange way of reference. Anyway, 800-510-8255. Back to the healthcare issue. A caller, Jack from Humboldt, Tennessee. Go ahead quickly on the number one issue this week on the countdown. Eric? Jack.
Thank you. The healthcare is in the forefront right now because that's the topic at hand. But the precedent that was set yesterday is just unbelievable. They knew this was going to be a tax from the beginning. Even though they said it wasn't a tax, they wanted to run it through the IRS. That's why it fell into the tax code. But like I said, the precedent that was set yesterday was unbelievable because the same people that are receiving free health care or minimum cost health care now are still going to receive it. And the people that are making $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 up a year, which, God bless them, I love them, they're going to be able to afford the private insurance that'll be available even no matter what cost it goes to. The people that are going to be affected are families that are making between $30,000 and $150,000 a year because we're going to be paying the majority of it. They're saying between $3,000 and $4,000 a year, will be the government cost coming in from the IRS to us if we choose not to cover ourselves with, a $2,500 a month health care plan. And then if these so-called Bush era tax cuts are allowed to expire, which are really the people's tax cuts because it was across the board, it'll cost me personally about $4,500 a year for the tax cuts to expire and then another $3,500 a year for, insurance or a tax on not having insurance. It's absurd. But like I said, the precedent that was set, what's going to be next?
Well, that's a pretty good question. It is interesting that this is considered a tax, and that's certainly not what many people think we need. But if you vote for Romney, maybe it'll get fixed. 800-510-8255. Okay, up to number five this week on the countdown, the Eurozone financial situation. Here's money host Barry Armstrong talking to Jack Ewing from the New York Times about the Eurozone leaders getting together to try to fix the problem.
What do you expect to learn from the meeting that's going on in Brussels this week?
Well, it's going to be a pretty crucial meeting. All the European leaders are getting together, and they're under really a lot of pressure to do something to reassure investors and to reassure the public that they're getting the Eurozone crisis under control. So far, everything they've done has had only a short-term effect, and the crisis has just gotten worse and worse. And everybody, including President Obama and lots of other foreign leaders are calling them to finally take some bold action.
Jack, explain to our listeners, if you can, what you mean, because I read your article and you talk about how they have to backstop each other's banks. That's hard to understand from a layman's perspective. Why would a German bail out a Spanish bank?
Well, I guess for the same reason that someone in Massachusetts might have bailed out a savings and loan in Texas a few years back, if you recall that.
Yep.
When there's a problem at a bank, a lot of these banks, they might be based in Rome or Madrid or Berlin or wherever, but they do business all over the Eurozone. So if one of them gets in trouble, it can have consequences really for the whole currency area. And one of the big problems is that Europe doesn't have something equivalent to the FDIC where deposits are insured. So if you're living in Spain, for example, you're worrying, if my bank fails, is my money safe? And the answer is probably no. So they need a Europe-wide plan to reassure depositors.
So it would be like if that situation came to America or was our problem. 800-510-8255. Many people think that's where we are. Financially, I think we've been there and sort of dug ourselves out of it a little bit. But it's just too much spending. All these communities in America that are thinking of going bankrupt instead of just dealing with the consequences of it by doing what a business would have to do to survive, cut people, cut expenses. 800-510-8255. The wildfires in Colorado, number 6. A lot of conversation about that. Here's host James Miha and John Turk both talking to a caller about President Obama's trip to Colorado.
We've got a mess. We've got a perfect storm with regard to these fires. So what would you have Obama do? I'd love to see him come here. I'd love to see him look at the fires themselves and realize that there's a lot going on inside the country that requires additional resources, and keep some of those resources here at home. So,
yeah, I mean, James, look at that instant message that came in yesterday, because a few folks were upset with Sirota for saying, where's Obama in this? Governor Hickenlooper isn't doing enough. And, you have flooding in near Duluth, Minnesota, where they had 10 inches of rain. Same thing going on in Florida.
Right.
Like, is this the priority? Should he be here? That's a good question. What can he do?
Yeah, and frankly, I think this goes to larger national policy and international policy at keeping our resources at home, in addition to trying to be the world's peacemaker. It's a slippery slope. Again, sending those resources abroad, there's a lot of people that dispute the nature of some of the wars that we've gotten in. Here's one of the effects. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the effects of sending our resources and sending our armed forces abroad is not enough resources when we need them for natural disasters here at home. So what would you have Obama do? Rich from Denver, what's on your mind?
I don't think that you should require the president to come here. I think they made a point earlier that there's, flooding in Florida, et cetera. And he also has a legislative battle in Congress with the new health care law.
800-510-8255. So we've gotten ourselves through to number 6 on this week's top 10. We get to number 7, 8, 9, and 10 as the countdown rolls along.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this weekend through July 4th and save $10 on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save $8 on a kid's canopy chair, now just $9.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores June 29th through July 4th. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Liz.
Todd.
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. Number 7 on the countdown this week, the turmoil in the Middle East. I don't know what we can say about that. The tension between Syria and Turkey. Okay, so we got that. Let's move on to number 8, and that's the Jerry Sandusky trial. Here's host John Osterlund talking to a caller about Jerry Sandusky's wife.
I'm asking you about his wife, Dottie Sandusky. Again, she had the nerve, the audacity to take the witness stand a couple of weeks ago and accuse all of these accusers, all of these victims, 1 through 8 or 9. They all must be lying. They all must be making it up. And they all had the exact same story. How he would sleep, they would sleep in his basement. He would tuck them in every night. You're trying to tell me that this woman had no idea what was going on. That it wouldn't even, she wouldn't even be surprised by the fact that boy after boy after boy after boy was sleeping over in their basement, and he was tucking them in every night. You're telling me she didn't know about it? In my opinion, she definitely knew about it, and I think she was a co-conspirator. And I think the authorities at B should look into her. If there's any way that they can prove that, she should go to prison for the rest of her life. How possibly could a woman not know that was going on in her house? I mentioned this to you before. I've lived with a couple of different women in my life. They knew everything. Everything. Couldn't do anything. Every little detail. So you're telling me that Dottie Sandusky had no idea what was going on with her husband. I think that's crazy. They even adopted a boy who he molested. Or do you think I'm wrong? You think, well, maybe. Because I've heard some head shrinks say, well, you know, some people just block this stuff out of their minds and they live in denial. John Doe is in New Orleans.
Quite a few years ago, they had a police officer, NOPD officer, named Stanley Burkhart. Stanley worked in child abuse, and he eventually married a fellow officer and went down the same path as this. Now, it was quite a few years before his wife actually found out what he was doing, but this fellow was actually preying on the abused children, because nobody would believe it, an abused child. He eventually ended up going to jail. You can look it up in public record, but his wife didn't know for at least 5 years. and
she was a cop?
The rest of the family. She was a cop. She fell in love with him because he was this noble guy that was taking care of all of these abused children. And like I said, he was an NOPD officer. He went to jail. I don't even know if he's still alive. I know his wife passed away a few years ago. She got rid of him. And in fact, she was, she worked in Vice and all sorts of places. I mean, it took quite some time for her to figure it out.
And a lot of people are talking about the fact that Sandusky gets his state pension no matter what happens. That's pretty interesting. All right, got a couple to go. Stand by on the countdown.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is an aside for a moment as we review the top 10. You'd think that the Ann Curry final appearance on Today belonged in the top 10 with all of the discussion that has been about it on radio and television this week, but it didn't make the top 10. Number 9 and number 10 item, after a couple of more calls, I always invite people to chime in on any of the top 10. We'll try to squeeze you in when we can. As you can imagine, most of the callers are interested in the Supreme Court ruling. Here's Clarence in Lynchburg, Virginia. Go ahead, Clarence. You're on the countdown.
Yes, I was conservative and liberal are two political terms, and I keep hearing.
Unfortunately, we can't hear you, sir, because your phone is breaking up. Sorry about that. Tony, down in Florida, go ahead. You have a comment on the same thing.
Yes, first of all, the show is very entertaining, and you let the audience put input in it. Two things. Eric Holder thinks he's above the law. If America puts their child in the predicament as the officer who was killed, they'll think different. Also, Obamacare. Black people, we need to wake up, because when we get the bill, we think it's free insurance. It's not going to be free. You're going to have to pay, and now you're forced to pay for this insurance. So it's going to be a shock treatment when the black people have to pay for this insurance. They think it's free, but it's going to shock the hell out of them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who don't understand that this was justifiable as a tax. And then there are those who say, well, go back to 1913, that was all illegal, unconstitutional. Other people have gone to jail because they didn't want to pay their taxes because they say it's unconstitutional. You won't find the courts agreeing with that because they know that's the only way that all of this stuff that we're involved in gets paid for. All right, sir. Thanks. 800-510-8255. Number 9 this week on the countdown. From affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Sattelmeyer and Scott Voorhees talking to Frank Bush, the national team director of the USA swim team, about the trials being held this week.
We got a great team again, huh?
Oh, we're looking good, and I think that just the battle between Ryan and Michael was a great way to kick it off.
No doubt. I saw one pundit saying that a loss hurts Phelps, even though it was, what, a half a second difference or whatever, that this is bad for him. What's your take?
Michael's a competitive person. He doesn't swim a race that he doesn't think he can win. These are the trials. I'm sure he's looking forward to that race in London. So I don't think anything really bothers Michael.
Yeah. Is it down to those two in that event on a worldwide stage?
Yes, they're the two fastest by quite a bit. So it's one of those two will win the gold.
Well, for the casual observer, it's Michael Phelps, and then a bunch of people they really don't know. But when all the people,
well, Ryan Lochte,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. For all the people that really are into swimming, they're all saying that Lochte is the guy to beat this year and not Phelps. What's your read on that, Coach?
Depends on what the event is, and I don't. But when those two race, it's either way. You could say that Michael achieved everything, so why is he even back doing this again? But in his mind, he's 26 years old, feels like he's in the prime of his life. He's ready to race, and Ryan's 27, and has won some medals, and obviously has won some gold medals, but he's not ready to give anything up. He had to work too long to get to this point.
Are Phelps and Lochte, are they pretty close? Are they friends, or is there just a mutual admiration, but they're not real close?
I think mutual admiration. They come from different parts of the country. They don't see each other very often except at major competitions.
I don't know if burnout is the right word, but after that sensational performance by Phelps 4 years ago, he at least paused and took a breath. And one of the things he said was, I'm not going to go after 8 again, but here he is with the possibility of doing that. Will he do that in London? Go after 8 in 8 events?
Absolutely. I think he's laid the gauntlet down here with the 400 IM because that was the question mark, whether or not he would swim that again. So he's a competitor, and he's the type that will race you anytime, anywhere, any day, under any circumstances, and win or lose, you're going to get his best effort.
All right, so the discussion about Michael Phelps losing to Ryan Lochte, the swim trials held this week. And number 10, the death of Nora Ephron. She's on the list of people discussed this week, the top 10 stories we've heard reviewed, top 10 people. LeBron James is at 10, Nora Ephron at 9, Angela Merkel at 8, Charles Rangel at 7. Can you believe that guy won his primary? Oof. John Boehner at 6, Eric Holder at number 5, Jan Brewer from Arizona at 4, Mitt Romney number 3, John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice number 2, and Barack Obama number 1. That's it, the rundown of the hot hits in talk radio for this past week. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on the countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.